basically the same exact laptop of mine. Never fucking does that.
Well, this one does.
Huh.
But what are you going to do? It serves its purpose, which is to watch YouTube while I'm cooking.
True.
And to record this podcast and to make you listen to Macho Man's perfect friend, a rap memorial to his good friend, Kurt Hennig.
Mr. Perfect.
Yeah. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Yep. This is a special episode.
Is it? Is it because we're recording at 8 o'clock at night instead of fucking noon?
Also, it's like, what's the word for that? It's a comprehensive review of the new Star Wars movie. Yeah.
It is our biannual. What is it, every 2 years?
Yeah, that's maybe. No, that would. Ooh.
I think biannual means both twice a year and every other year.
I think so too.
Review of Star Wars. Of the Star Wars. The ongoing Star Wars.
Every other annual.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
Well, because a bicentennial is every 200 years.
Yes. Who gives a fuck?
All right. That's fair.
Literally nobody.
You make a valid point.
So I went to go see it on Christmas.
Merry Christmas, by the way, everybody.
Yes.
And happy news year.
News year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, did I mess that up? Well, hindsight's 2020.
God damn it.
Colin, hindsight is 2020. I'm going to make that joke. Can't wait. Can't wait till next year to keep making that joke.
So when you fill out like sheets that have the date on it, are you just going to put hindsight for the year?
Oh my God, I am now.
Everyone's going to be like, what does this mean? Hindsight is 2020.
Yeah, dummies. Oh man, I wasn't going to until right now when you made that stupid joke work. Good job, Colin.
I know. You're welcome. So we both went to see Star Wars.
We did go to see Star Wars. I was going to go re-see it again this morning, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I figure I can remember it well enough.
It's a long goddamn movie.
I wish I'd taken some notes.
Yeah, me too.
But I remember most of it. I remember most of what I want to say, I think.
Yeah, I have to kind of think about the different parts. I will say one thing that just effects wise, that was fucking just.
What you didn't like?
Yeah.
What's that?
The planet exploding looked fucking terrible.
Yeah.
It was very like. It looked like a planet exploding in a fucking Star Trek episode 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Step up your game. You fucking made $1 billion in like the last one of these movies.
That is the one thing I will say. It's really weird. Like, especially compared to what they've been doing with the Marvel movies, how low effort these feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I do.
Like, the Marvel movies, there are like such a fucking, they're planned out like literally 10 years in advance. Mm-hmm. You can see how shit's tying into each other fucking between 20 movies. These guys couldn't get their shit together to write a cohesive story between 3 movies.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Which is really weird.
Well, I mean, maybe they should have hired somebody, not J.J. Abrams. Whoa, cat.
He has no front claws. You're fine.
Okay. Whew.
Yeah.
Whew.
You're good.
Oh, well, fright there.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
It's just a cat.
I know, but cats freak me out because they like...
They're murder machines?
Yes.
Yeah, good boy. Way to scare him with your declawed murder.
I mean, he's still got fucking teeth. Look at that.
He barely bites.
Really?
He doesn't bite hard. He just kind of chomps down and latches on and then just hangs on. It? Yeah, he doesn't break skin usually.
I gotcha. That's the thing, though. Like, because it's not my animal. I don't know how it's going to be. Like, my dog.
Yeah.
I know what he's going to do and what he's capable of. Anytime he goes further than that, I beat him.
Okay, that's fair.
And, you know, I don't want to beat your cat.
Well, no. My cat win that fight is the problem.
Well, maybe.
Judging from the fact that he gently pawed at you in a cute, playful way.
Well, I just didn't know what the fuck it was because I wasn't looking at him.
And you pissed your pants.
Whatever.
I'm betting on him in the fight.
It's fine. Thanks. So Star Wars.
What'd you think overall? Did you like it? Did you enjoy it? Did you hate it?
It was better than the last movie.
100%.
But it was, again, a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
I went in expecting something and I got exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
Me too. A movie that visually looked pretty. The story was kind of...
Yeah.
It felt like an hour too long.
Oh. Because you hate...
Yeah. Yes. You hate. I do.
That's fair.
No. And I'm not going to go back into that. We do that well, every week.
Here's the one with this one. I feel like it needed the extra time because it spent the first, I'd say, 20 or 30 minutes of the movie... The
fucking second movie.
Fixing the second movie, which... Yeah. They're like,
which had an extra hour of dumb nonsense in it.
Right.
Ugh.
So at the end of the day, they brought Rian Johnson in to do one movie with some beautiful shots, but that, and I've been thinking about this, not to talk about the old movie too much, but that movie did nothing. In fact, what that movie did was all the mysteries J.J. Abrams set up in the first one, in The Force Awakens, it negated, which I thought was a fun move. The problem is, it didn't replace them with anything.
No, it just left you with the fucking...
So it didn't...
Everybody can be a Jedi at the end of that movie.
Yeah, it did nothing.
And...
So J.J. Abrams had to spend the first half hour of this movie resetting back to all the shit he set up in the first movie because Rian Johnson left him with nowhere to go. Because that movie ended with, like... Empire Strikes Back ended with Han Solo being kidnapped and the fucking Empire on the run, or in the fucking, the other people on the run and all this shit that, oh, cool. We got somewhere to go in the next movie.
Yeah.
This second movie is like, well, Luke Skywalker died and that's it. The end.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are we?
But everybody, no, but they also established like, oh, little kids can be Jedis.
I thought they established that in episode one.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they're supposed to be, I mean, the end of the third movie fucking kind of de-established that.
Yeah.
That's kind of the point. Like, the end of the third movie kind of contradicted what the end of the second one did.
Right.
Which is, I don't... Why the fuck did they let that guy direct that movie, Trevor?
I don't know.
What the fuck? It's a weird
decision. So the point of the story is...
a dumb decision.
This movie makes the second one even worse...
I actually had listened to, I watched Cinemassacre do a review on it.
I haven't yet because I didn't want my opinions tainted before.
Yeah, I didn't really taint mine. It was kind of, but they had talked about, apparently that Rian Johnson guy was hired on for some other movie series.
Yeah.
After they had fired, I can't remember who it was. But anyway, the lady who was in charge of firing or hiring that guy,
and
firing whoever the predecessor was. I guess he didn't really get fired, did he? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know how that worked. Anyway, she did that with Iron Man movies.
Yeah.
When she got rid of What's-His-Face.
Oh.
Did it with something. There's some other movie where it's like these movies were highly successful. And she's like, eh. I think Jurassic World was the other one because I don't think the director on the second one was the same.
Huh.
And like whoever that lady is just, seems to have no fucking like why are you doing that?
Stupid.
It does because you have movies that are making $1 billion.
Well, that's what happens when you put a woman in charge of anything.
No. Okay. I have one gripe I really need to get to.
Yeah.
There's so many things about that movie. For one, Rey being a Mary Sue and never having any kind of fucking conflict other than her internal conflict.
Yeah, she has that one.
Is annoying.
She has that one conflict where she's like, maybe I'm a villain.
That's it.
Yeah. She's fucking Superman.
It's stupid.
That was set up from the beginning.
No, but it annoys me.
Yeah.
They managed to make her a more boring character than Anakin Skywalker.
Okay. Yep. All right. Yeah.
Who was not a good character because by the end of those movies, you didn't give a single fuck that he became Vader. Yeah. You're like, you know what? Good. I know you're going to get killed by the Emperor.
Right.
In two movies, three movies.
I do like that they gave a good excuse for why she is so powerful, though.
Yeah, but it sounds almost...
turns out, spoilers, it turns out she's the Emperor's granddaughter.
Yeah, she's, and Palpatine's not dead. He's just hanging on a hook.
Palpatine, I loved everything about Palpatine's
fucking... that was fine.
Fucking dangling from that weird fucking machine with his fucking skeleton hands. And then, like, you know, being all sinister and awesome.
But also kind of like...
I liked it. I liked everything about him. I liked the shot at the end where he's like, I'm going to do this now. And he just shoots so much lightning into the air that he kills the entire Rebel Armada with it.
He didn't kill him.
No.
He just...
But it was awesome looking.
No, you know what was stupid about that, though?
Nothing.
No, it was stupid.
Everything was stupid.
When he wanted Rey to kill him.
Yeah.
To take over, and then fucking Chesticles McGee walked up.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no, I'm just going to steal your power now. Yeah. Why didn't you just fucking do that in the first place, asshole?
Well, because he wanted to embody her because...
Or he could have just stole her power.
I don't think it's the same. I think
it would have been the same. I don't think you ever watched Dragon Ball Z the Cell Saga. That's how it works.
Oh.
You just absorb everybody's energy until you become the perfect being.
Yeah, but now he's still old, so he's still going to... Now he's going to have to hope he's not shooting blanks so he can make another baby to dump his sperm into.
He's clearly fucking nearly immortal. So
I mean, he's only like 50 years old, or maybe 60 or 70.
He's older than that.
How old is he at the end of... of episode 3, like 40?
Yeah.
And this is 30 years later, 40 years later at the most. So what is he, maybe 80?
Would it be? No, I thought it was like...
There's 20 years between episode 3 and episode 4.
Okay.
And I believe there's like 20 60. Years between episode 4 and now.
Episode maybe. 6 and episode I don't know. 7. I don't know.
So he's like, what, 80 or 90 at the most, which in Sith years is probably nothing considering...
You know what was most annoying about this movie? No Baby Yoda.
Ah, that's a thank God. I think I hate Baby Yoda, even I've never even watched that show.
The Mandal. Yeah,
I've never watched Mando.
I was really on board with that show, and then...
Did Dick Masterson ruin it for you?
You know what? He didn't ruin it, but his explanation is fucking right.
Yeah.
Like, they just get to an episode, and then it's like a weird, like... It's trying to be Star Trek, like where every episode's kind of independent of one another.
Yeah, episodic is what that's called. Yeah,
but also trying to be story arc driven.
So it's like DS9?
But not good.
Got it.
Like maybe season one DS9? Season one Voyager is what I'd call it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Season one Voyager. Like, you're like, oh, this has potential. It could be cool. And then they're like... they're going to go and find a village of fucking randos that are getting beat up by somebody with an AT-ST and we're going to help them learn to kill it. Like, what?
I mean, teddy bears could do that all by themselves.
Oh my God. Fucking don't even get me started on those stupid assholes.
Are there Ewoks in it?
What? Not in the Mandalorian.
Okay.
There are Ewoks at the end of the fucking Last Jedi.
Yeah, but that's...
Or Skywalker
movie. I mean, didn't they... They were on fucking Endor at some point, or one of the moons.
Well, yeah, they went back to Endor, because that's where the remains of the Death Star were.
Not the same moon. That's important to say. They're not on the Ewok moon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're on a different moon, because Endor had several moons.
Oh, I gotcha.
And they're on a different... They're not on the forest moon. They're on the ocean moon.
Yeah, apparently. That's right.
I did like the... So, things I hated and things I liked. Things I fucking thought was really bad was that everything they needed just happened to be in their pocket already.
Yeah.
Like...
it's on a ship. Oh, cool.
They're like drop into a little thing. They're like, all right, we desperately need to find the fucking MacGuffin. And then like... They walk a few steps and there's like a big arrow pointing down that just like, oh, it's right here on the floor. It's
flashing, says,
yeah,
please take one MacGuffin.
Yeah. Like, oh, thank God we found the MacGuffin.
Yeah.
Oh, it's leading us to here. How are we going to get there? And then like a fucking teleporter that leads them right to the next plot point lands in front of them and they just step onto it. My only problem is like everything was like just right there laying in front of them the whole time. They didn't actually have to look for anything.
Well, you know. It would have been a 9-hour movie if they had to look for anything.
That's fair.
Because they had to look for 900 things.
But I think all of these problems are because they had to put... This movie should have been episodes 8 and 9.
You know what?
I think that's the problem with this movie, is it should have been episode 8 and 9, and then it would have been fine.
And then we could deal... I did like how Rose was such a hated character. She had like 5 minutes of dialogue in the whole movie. And they're like, oh, fuck this bitch.
You suck. Get the fuck out.
Well, the last movie, they fucking took Finn, who was like, hey, this could be an interesting character, and fucking saddled him with this fucking Rose chick.
Yeah.
Who was like, men are dumb. I'm going to save your life. Der. And Finn's doing all this dumb shit.
Yeah.
And this movie, like, is kind of not really redeems him, but
brings him back quite a bit.
Makes him not an idiot like the first movie.
Right.
Why? God damn it. That movie, The Last Jedi, fucking angers me. Yeah. That's a stupid goddamn movie. That's, I don't know if it's worse or equally as bad as all the prequels, because they're all terrible.
Yeah.
It's down there, though. You're
starting to come around.
These fucking prequels are awful.
They are pretty bad.
Okay, here's one thing that really fucking bugged me. So when they get to the fucking Sith planet.
Yes.
And they're like, we gotta go stop the fleet from taking off. They can't take off by themselves. They need help with this beacon tower.
Yeah.
Durr. And they're going to attack it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Hux. It was the other guy. They're like, oh, we have to stop this.
Yeah.
Ah, it transfer... We're going to move that beacon up to our flagship, our mothership.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, I don't know.
Why don't they have one of those on every ship?
Yeah. We have these things on Earth called mesh networks.
Yeah.
And basically you have a bunch of different devices that are on a network. Mm-hmm. And if one of those devices goes down, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter which device.
Right.
That network is going to continue. You remember the episode of the Star Trek, the original series, the Tholian Web?
Yes.
One of those ships got destroyed.
Yeah, I get it.
That's a mesh network. Why didn't they just have that?
Let me ask you a question.
Why did they need a fucking cell tower?
I can answer that.
Oh, my God.
How does the movie start?
Gay?
No, how does every Star Wars movie start?
A long, long time ago.
Boom! They didn't have that technology a long time ago in a galaxy far away.
Poor shit. They didn't have that technology.
Dude, they have spaceships and like 1970s radio technology.
Ugh.
That's what they're operating on.
Ugh.
All of their holograms aren't even in color. They're all that weird blue staticky. They're all analog with analog static. They can't afford mesh networks, buddy.
God damn it. I fucking hate it.
The entire Star Wars...
That entire fucking plot point of that movie just annoyed the shit out of me. I'm like, this is stupid.
Don't watch Star Wars then, because when you find out that, like, for some reason there's an exhaust port that leads right into the fucking main reactor...
Right. God damn it. They're not good movies, Trevor.
No,
they've never been.
But, you know what this movie did have a lot of?
What?
Dope looking spaceship battles.
Yeah.
The Emperor shooting lightning into the fucking air and blowing up a bunch of ships. And every time Kylo Ren and the chick had those fucking telepathic lightsaber battles, I thought it was awesome.
That was actually really cool.
Like where they're fucking melding through the force and then like stealing shit from each other and fucking kicking the shit out of each other and like flashing back between where each
like
one is.
A bucket of fruits fucking knocks over and then all of a sudden it's in Kylo's fucking quarters. Like, whoa.
I loved that shit.
Yeah,
I thought that was so fucking cool, man.
Yeah. Again, visually, they do some really interesting things with those movies.
Also, I'm sticking by what
I've
been saying.
Except for planet explosions.
For three movies,
hmm.
Kylo Ren is the best character in the entire Star Wars franchise. I fucking love him. I think he's great top to bottom. I think he's the only one with an emotional arc ever in the entire series. And I think it's fantastic.
Are you saying that Anakin Skywalker didn't have any emotion when he played his character?
No.
What?
No, I don't understand why he went to the dark side, because he was a fucking emotionless
whiny bitch.
Fucking stone man.
But also whiny bitch.
Yeah, that's true.
Luke had a lot of emotion.
Yeah, but he had no arc. He was like, he started out as a hero and he ended as a hero.
No, he started out as a whiny bitch and he ended as a hero.
That's
an arc.
He's still kind of a whiny
bitch.
It's not
really an arc. It's kind of a line.
He still ends up a whiny bitch in all the new movies. So.
Yeah, I know. It's a line on a graph.
Yeah. Whereas Kylo Ren started out as a thing, then Luke was going to murder him. So he's like, well, fuck you then, and murders all the Jedi before they can murder him. And then he's got apparently the Emperor whispering in his ear for fucking a bunch of time. And then he murders his dad, and then he's conflicted about it for two fucking movies and going back and forth whether he wants to join Rey or have her join him. And he's fucking great, man. I love Kylo Ren.
Yeah, he's fine. I was a little disappointed at the end of the movie that when she healed him and... what was it? She was dead and
Was dead and he healed her.
Yeah. And then he died. Why didn't she heal him? That would have been funny. I know he did. His body disappeared, but it would have been funny if they just went back and forth for a while.
Forever.
Until one of them was like, fuck you.
Yeah. I don't know. I like that. I don't know. I liked.
I thought it was just, why? I don't know why his body just vaporized. That was weird.
Cause he was a fucking Jedi Knight.
Is that what happens?
They established that in the very first Star Wars movie when fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi says, if you strike me down, I will become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. And he goes, bloop, and he fades away. And then every Jedi after that fades away. Yoda fades away. Darth Vader, well, gets burned on a pyre, but presumably what's left of his body faded away.
I pay attention to those movies. They're bad movies.
The chick...
usually I'm checked out by the time all that happens.
Another thing... by the end of the first movie.
Obi-Wan was dead with, like, the middle of the first movie.
No, it's the...
Is it the end?
No, I guess it is kind of the middle. Yeah. I always forget the
second half, but...
I always forget the Death Star escape is, like, halfway through the movie.
Right.
And then they still have the whole fucking...
Still a good movie.
Yeah.
Standalone movie. That's if you're going to watch Star Wars, if you've never watched Star Wars and you want to watch one...
Watch Star Wars?
Watch 4. Episode 4.
Yeah, Star Wars. The one that's called Star Wars. A New Hope. The one that's called Star Wars.
It's called A New Hope.
God, always I hope has he listens been. Just so I can rub it in the wounds that it's just called Star Wars, and it's always just been called Star Wars. One other thing I really, really liked about the movie is that they made a whole fucking movie. Princess Leia was integral to, like, two-thirds of that fucking movie and had a ton of scenes.
Most of that footage apparently was already shot.
Not for this movie, though.
No, it was shot for the first one.
It was unused footage. Yep. It was repurposed footage, unused footage, deleted scenes, repurposed into something that
felt good.
Seamless. Like, I kept waiting. I'm like
iTunes seamless?
Yes, exactly. So did they just have all this filmed already? Or did they write this movie around what footage they had laying around? Because they did a really good job with that.
Yeah.
I was fucking shocked.
Yeah. That was impressive.
Good send-off at the end.
They can do a lot of stuff there.
I liked fucking Rey burying the lightsabers and then firing up a yellow lightsaber at the end.
Yeah.
That was cool. I don't hate Rey. She's very much a goody two-shoes.
She's fine, except I don't care about her.
That's fair. I like the actress. I think she does fine with it.
Yeah, she does.
I think she was better in this one than she was in the other two.
Yeah. But again, there's just, you have a hero that has, like, almost no conflict.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, that one time.
Yeah.
Like you said.
When she fucking blows the fucking ship. I also like that they're like, hey, what are they doing in the video games? Let's just start doing all that in these movies. Because why the fuck are we not doing the cool... Why are they doing all this dope-ass shit in the video games, like yanking spaceships out of the sky, and we're not doing that in the movies?
Right.
Why is the Emperor and Darth Vader doing cool things like blowing up armadas of ships with force lightning, but in the movies we're like, and just like bitch slapping at each other. Mm-hmm. Let's do some crazy shit. Let's just put a fucking Death Star planet cannon on every single Star Destroyer because it's a fucking Star Wars movie. It doesn't have to make any sense at any point.
I also like Poe. I think Poe's probably my favorite character.
Really?
In these ones, yeah.
He's barely in the first movie.
Yeah,
his entire character in the first movie is, have you heard of the Rebels' fucking greatest pilot? Well, yeah, he didn't
come until the end.
No, he was in the opening scene.
Was he?
Yeah, because he's the one, like him and BB-8 are stealing the fucking MacGuffin in the start of the first movie, and then BB-8 runs off, and then you don't see him again until the end. And then I don't remember him in this. Oh, he was trying to save the day from the dumb woman who wouldn't just tell him the plan in the second movie.
Right.
Because women are heroes, even though all she had to do was tell him the plan.
Right.
To make the whole movie not be a train wreck.
Right.
Stupid fucking blue-haired women.
Right.
And then, was he in this movie?
Yes.
No.
He's the only one that had any funny lines.
He was good. He finally got his time to shine in this movie. He was good in this one. I liked
that actor too.
Yeah.
I don't know what his
I thought
name
Finn
is,
was better in this movie.
Yeah, Finn was a lot better.
I liked the new droid they threw in there just to sell toys.
Yeah.
The little abused puppy droid.
No thanks.
Yeah. No thanks. Give you just fucking a little one wheel and a fucking solo cup.
Yeah. That's what it was.
I love it. That was good.
Trying to think of other points that we... Oh, so we went south at the Alamo in Midtown.
Yeah, how's that? You love the Alamo Draft House, I hear.
No, I don't love a table right over me.
No.
I don't love recliners that only partially recline.
Yeah.
Like, beep, there you go. That's all. That's all you get.
Yeah.
Your feet kind of lifted off the floor there. I especially don't love... It gets better throughout the movie, but like at the beginning of the movie, they're fucking, it's just starting up and they just went through the, if you talk, you'll get kicked out after a warning.
Right.
And behind me are, yeah, so I'll be your waiter tonight and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Like maybe they should have got in here earlier. Go fuck them.
Maybe this fucking no talking, maybe you should just do all this by like a fucking dimly lit screen or something.
Well, they do later on. You just got a little pad and write down what you want, and they grab it and don't say shit.
Well, why don't they do that at the start?
They should. You're right.
Assholes.
This one's a little bit better, I feel, than the one down.
Is it better, or were you just like, okay, let me make an analogy here. Let me make a way too long of an analogy. Mm-hmm. Remember when I went and seen Batman versus Superman, and then the movie opened up with them going to see Zorro? And so I loved the whole movie, even though it was terrible, but because they opened with Batman going to see Zorro, I was like, well, guys.
It's the best Batman movie ever.
Best Batman movie ever. Was this theater better?
In fairness, you say that about every Batman movie when it first comes out.
I love
you
Batman.
You are Kavarious with Spider-Man movies.
I can't deny that, but I love Batman.
I know you do. I'm sitting in a room that is Batman.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Was the theater better, or did you just see the Iron Giant right when you walk in?
Yep. I saw that shit. I'm like, that is fucking cool.
Yeah.
I hope they're doing a fucking screening of this. I won't come, but I hope they're doing that. They're doing a screening of, I can't remember what the fuck it was. It was something I'm like, ooh, that looks kind of cool. Really, you know what I'd like to see on a big screen? I'd like to go see Spaceballs.
Yeah, that could be fun.
You want the best Star Wars movie? Watch Spaceballs.
I mean, Spaceballs is a lot of fun.
It's got the best story.
I think the best Star Wars movie is the first, the J.J. Abrams Star Trek, but...
Well, yeah. God. I don't know. Apparently, I heard, speaking of the Star Trek movies, I heard that Quentin Tarantino's off board now.
Oh, that's too bad.
Doesn't want to do it. I don't know why.
That's too bad. I was interested to see it might have been terrible, but I was real interested to see.
It's probably going
to
be terrible.
I mean, a dialogue heavy, like if he'd have just dug into fucking... Like I was saying last time, if he'd have just dug into either Romulan Klingon politics or like the more I think about it, if he'd just dug into like the seedy underside that they never talk about of the fact that the Federation is just a fucking kind of communist dictatorship.
Yeah.
That could be interesting too. Mm-hmm. Like somebody's manufacturing this shit, and why are they working this hard? Meanwhile, there's people who just do whatever, they just sit in an office all day.
I think that would piss a lot of people off. I don't think that would do so well.
Every now and then I think about I understand how the military side of this society works, because there's military structure, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But how does civilian side of fucking the Federation...
The military side they fucking... look, they're not wanting for resources anymore.
I guess my question is, why does Ben Sisko's dad get a restaurant? Does everybody get a restaurant? What if I want a restaurant?
If you want one.
Do I get a restaurant?
It's got to be good.
Is there infinite amount of... Why does it got to be good? There's no money, so what's the benchmark of success? I mean, if nobody's going to show up,
they're going to close it down.
Why?
Because nobody's showing up.
That's not fucking equality.
I don't know. That's... I don't know.
What? Why does he get that land? I guess that's my question. Like, resources, you can do whatever you want with food and shit like that.
How was land allocated? That was 40 acres and a mule owed to him from his ancestors' enslavement.
Well, I'm not touching that one at
all. Why not? Why wouldn't that be a thing in the Star Trek universe?
That's fair.
But it very likely would be a thing.
But, like, how does Kirk's family get their farm?
Yeah, well...
I'm curious about all of this. Like, how do you...
Look, read books. I'm sure they go over it.
Yeah, but
and it's not all, official.
Yeah, they're all bullshit and contradictory. I know. Anyway, a fucking Quentin Tarantino film about the seedy underside of Federation life, that could have been cool. Or like, here's another idea that would be a great fucking Quentin Tarantino Star Trek movie. Instead of it being about Starfleet at all, the main character is fucking Harry Mudd. And it's just his criminal fucking doings. It's just a whole fucking Quentin Tarantino movie about crimes and shit.
So it'd be like the Joker movie?
Kind of. But I don't want it like that fucking serious. And like, it can just be like, I don't like Jackie Brown.
Kind of zany.
It could be like Jackie Brown.
But a little bit zany.
Starring Harry Mudd. And fucking doing crimes in space and Starfleet. Like space piracy.
Hmm. I mean, they could really go... Bunch of different
the amount of things,
bunch of different stories. Yeah,
I'd be fascinated by what Quentin Tarantino would do in the Star Trek universe, unless he just decided he wanted to make a Star Trek movie.
No, better one. A fucking backstory on the Who Mourns for Adonis.
Yeah,
you know them getting sent exiled to that planet. That would be fucking dope. I'd be down for that.
So the whole movie takes place in Greece in the fucking
yes. But there's
all of a sudden, BC,
which would be perfect for a Quentin Tarantino movie because there'd be a twist at the end.
Yeah.
And they don't even call it Star Trek.
Yeah.
They just fucking call it Who Mourns for Adonis or something. Yeah. I don't know.
And then at the end, the Star Trek logo
yes!
comes up.
I
love
That'd it. That'd be beautiful.
I love it. The post credit scenes is Star Trek.
Yes.
I'm all in.
Another thing that's always really good about the Star Wars movies is the score.
Yes. I think this is...
But I will say this. The Imperial March isn't touched. Vader's theme.
No.
Yeah. Those are like... Fuck. God damn it, shit's good, dude. Yeah.
Well...
Boom, 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 boom,
that,
boom, boom, boom.
The one thing that bums me out about this trilogy is there's...
Why did they put... did they add that in, but it was a MIDI version of it?
No. There's nothing iconic. Like, you have that and the Star Wars theme in the original.
Right.
You've got Duel of the Fates from the prequel trilogies. This didn't have its standout piece of music.
That's true. It really didn't.
Like, as bad as the fucking prequel movies
you know
are,
why?
I'm glad they exist because Duel of the Fates is one of the best musics ever.
It is really good.
Made.
Yeah, I always... Actually, I kind of feel like... what's his face?
John Williams?
No, the fucking...
J.J. Abrams?
The Sith guy.
Darth Vader?
Not the one from the new movies.
There is no Sith in the new movies.
Yeah.
He's not technically a Sith.
I mean, yeah, you know who I'm talking
Kylo
about.
Ren?
Kylo Ren, that's it. Yeah, his music wasn't very memorable.
I didn't even know he had music.
He does, but it doesn't like give you like chills. Like,
right.
Ooh.
Right.
That's fucking
My
badass.
My point is, I didn't even realize he had a theme.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's very fair.
Which is too bad.
And I like General Hux.
Yeah, he's great.
He's pretty awesome.
I like that he ended up like, fuck Kylo Ren. What a piece
of shit.
He's
like, I don't want you to win, but I just want him to lose.
I hate him.
Go, fine.
It's great. It's a great turncoat motivation.
Yeah, it is. And then he just fucking gets just murdered.
Yeah.
Like, that's our spy. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, love it.
Pretty great.
Loved it. I loved his arc from beginning to end, too.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I didn't, we talked about that when we reviewed the last one.
What?
My anger about the part at the beginning of it when Poe was, I'll hold. And he's like, can you hear me? I'm like, that was dumb.
Yeah, I didn't mind it, but I don't care. I don't take Star Wars seriously at all.
Again, it should take itself seriously.
That's fair.
Because it tries to and then doesn't. And I'm like, what the fuck? Make up your goddamn mind.
An absolutely fair argument.
That movie was just trash.
Yeah.
It should be part of the, it's now episode 2.3.
Yeah.
2.1. There you go.
All right. And we I was about to say something else. I forgot.
We just have episode 7 and 9. 7 of 9.
I still like that his lightsaber is like barely held together with duct tape in a dream, and it's fucking venting plasma out the side and all fucked up and sparking all over the place.
Yeah, it's a little bit better now.
It's great.
Yeah. It's all right. I don't like his mask. It's not great.
Yeah, I wish they'd have kind of like made it cooler in this one. They had the opportunity.
I mean, they gave it fucking red weld lines. Well, yeah, I guess.
That's because his mask was.
I know
it was an on the nose. What you call it? Allegory. You could see the cracks in his mask.
Yeah, I know.
Get it?
It wasn't good.
Colin, get it?
The mask sucks.
Doesn't bother me.
His mask looks more like a henchman than a villain.
And he barely wore it in this one, so.
I mean, he wore it enough. Too much.
I also like that his voice. I love Kylo Ren's voice. Because it's not like, I'm Darth Vader. Like, he wants it to be, but it's just, like, unsettling and, like.
Eh.
I don't know. There's something, like, just. It's hard to explain. It's hard to put into words. It's kind of normal, but unsettlingly normal.
Hmm. Guess I never really thought about that.
Yeah. I really like Kylo Ren a lot.
Yeah, he's all right.
That's my takeaway from these movies is I really like Kylo Ren a lot.
What I don't get is why people were so mad about the ending.
Yeah, neither do I.
It was fine.
It
wrapped it up.
It was the Return of the Jedi ending.
Mm-hmm.
What did you expect to happen? What other ending did you expect?
I mean, I guess they expected the Emperor to win, maybe.
Well, that would be fucking retarded.
It would. It would. You're right.
Look, as much as Force Awakens was A New Hope, this movie was beat for beat Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. It's really sad that we didn't get our Empire.
Like, the Emperor came and did his whole thing, and at the end he started shooting lightning, and then fucking Darth Vader switched from bad guy to good guy and saved the day.
Yeah.
This fucking movie was Return of the Jedi again.
We don't want to be bad guy. I mean, you knew that wasn't going to happen from the fucking get.
The good guys were going to win. Anybody who went to this movie and was surprised by the end, by anything that happened at any point in it, I don't understand.
Yeah. That was another thing. I expected 99% of that movie, probably.
As soon as Palpatine did his whole, oh, but you don't know the whole truth about her, I'm like, oh, it's her kid. It's his kid. Got it. All right, I'm all in now. Let's do the rest of this movie, because I know everything that's going to happen from now on.
Right.
You know? I don't get it.
Star Wars movies are badly written.
Yeah.
And people expect way too much out of them.
Also, the part where I think the other part people were mad at is where she's like, I guess I'm Rey Skywalker now.
Why would you be mad about that?
I don't know, but I bet that's what pissed Kavarius off.
No.
I bet that's the thing that this is dumb. I'm like, well, she's not going to go around calling herself Rey Palpatine if she's trying to like not be a villain.
Right.
And all the Skywalkers are dead and basically raised her for the last however long these movies have been.
Sure.
So I mean, it makes sense.
She's who she is mostly because Leia and fucking Luke.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
So it made perfect sense to me that she would carry on their legacy and their name.
Yeah, I was fine with that.
Yeah, me too.
I don't get it.
Like,
I think a lot of it is a generation of people who desperately, desperately always want the bad guy to win. And like,
all right.
I really think that plays into it.
But that's not what Star Wars is or ever was.
That doesn't matter. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a petition to get another ending where it happens the other way around. And she just becomes a Sith Lord.
I mean, that would be cool, but it wouldn't be. The entire point of Star Wars is it's shitty 30s. Pulp fucking cereals.
Yeah.
It's fucking 60s Batman.
There's good guys and bad guys, and the good guys always win.
Yes.
They struggle and then they win.
And they
except for these movies, where they didn't struggle whatsoever.
The second movie they kind of struggled.
I mean, yeah, I struggled to watch it.
that's a struggle.
Yeah, that was a struggle.
What,
you're right.
What are the types of story you tell? Like man versus man versus environment, man versus self, and man versus the fucking movie he's trying to watch.
Right.
Oh, fuck.
And you know, when I watched that movie in the theater, I wasn't so angry about it. But then when I went back to watch it again, I'm like, God damn, this is not good.
I've not watched it since it was in the theater.
Jesus, don't.
If I was going to go watch it, I wouldn't watch the whole movie. I would just watch the scene where the fucking they warp through the ship.
That's that. And
I'd watch the fucking fight where Rey's... I would watch that, and I would watch the fucking Rey fucking lightsaber fighting all the Emperor's Guard.
Also, another thing I noticed, there was a little bit of a... Basically, Rey was trying to do a spirit bomb. She wanted to be Goku as well.
Uh-huh.
And got all the energy from all the Jedis ever. And I was like, I mean,
I thought it was...
Why can't somebody just make a good live-action Dragon Ball Z movie?
I thought it was pretty obvious from the... So, here's the thing. J.J. Abrams made that Star Trek movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was obvious from the fucking opening scene that he really wanted to make a Star Wars movie.
Right.
I think it was obvious from the opening movie of this scene of this movie that he really wants to make a Dragon Ball movie.
Oh my God. On board. Sold.
Because that was the whole plot of the movie, was the Emperor trying to absorb everybody and become immortal, and her trying to use all the good to fucking kill him. It was like, she was very clearly Goku.
Yeah.
And just as dumb and anti-charismatic as Goku.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem though, is Goku is... charming.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
As a guy who's played all that video game all the way through and knows the whole story, Goku sucks. He's a bad dad.
No, he's a terrible character. That's why you need to watch fucking Dragon Ball Z Abridged.
I don't,
because they just hammer on it how he's a terrible dad.
He's not a good Gohan. He is Superman. Super.
I mean,
in every way that matters.
I mean, yeah.
Lack of charisma.
No, he doesn't have a lack of charisma. That's where you're
just
wrong.
Dog shit.
He's like just super dumb.
There's a reason everybody likes Krillin and nobody
but
likes
super
Goku.
Super awesome. That's not true at all. Goku's great.
Not.
He's silly. It's fun.
It's silly that people think
he's quirky is the thing.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's true.
Got anything else to say about Star Wars?
No.
I sent out a call for action. They
an
call
all
it in the
points bulletin.
Yeah,
an APB.
Dude, hold on. I made bacon carbonara this week. It turned out pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what that means.
It's like pasta with bacon, peas, and egg in it.
Gotcha. I made a double smoked glazed ham this week.
Glazed ham.
It's good.
All right.
It's tasty stuff.
All right, hold on. Let me refresh.
Holding.
We got, it looks like we got three people to write in. Let's see if any of them talk about Star Wars. The email address, if you want to write in your Star Wars hot takes a week too late, is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. First one is from Fleer, who I know didn't see the movie because he was out of state. Said, know your rights. Hey, Loud Neighbors. That's us. This is a story all about how I got to exercise my Fourth Right Amendment against the feds. Which one's the fourth?
I believe that's the search and seizure one.
I have a friend who works for the FBI. He's not an agent, but he works there regardless.
Okay.
He's a janitor. Last night I was getting dinner with him and a couple of other friends. He wanted to use Tinder on my phone to try and find matches for me, which I was reluctant to comply.
That's weird.
How would him swiping right on everybody instead of you swiping right on everybody help at all?
It wouldn't.
So just swipe right on everybody.
He's trying to look at your dick pics.
That's 100% what was happening.
Yeah. And by dick pics, I mean pictures of plates of food, because that's probably what I imagine Fleer sends women.
Yeah. Luckily for me, my phone was locked. Well, your phone should always be locked because...
Yep. People are dickheads.
Because people are going to look at your dick pics. He
plates
grabbed...
of food.
He grabbed my hand and tried to use my thumb to unlock it using
the
fingerprint
fuck?
Scanner. I have that disabled. Well, you shouldn't have an iPhone.
This
There's
is
your other problem.
Not a friend.
Also, I'm going to go back up to the part where you said you have a friend. That's like, weird.
I would never fucking do that to anybody I know.
You should hang out with better people, like
maybe like us.
Like us. We would never fucking want to look at your dick pics.
No. I mean, I kind of want to look at his plates of food. That's not the point.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather look at his plates of food in person where I can eat them.
That's true.
I told him my phone is locked via password and that he would need to get a warrant to access it. I may have also called him a goddamn cop a couple of times as well. I know it was mostly in jest, but it still felt good to use my rights. Moral of the story, the police can use your fingerprints or face to unlock your phone, but they need a warrant to get your password. Your friend in Liberty, Fleer.
I mean, it's not really using your Fourth Amendment right if he wasn't acting in an official government capacity or law, Leo capacity.
I mean, they're cops. Are they ever doing that officially, or are they just shooting unarmed?
No, they just shoot unarmed people and say, he's coming right for us.
Right.
It's like that.
They're fucking
that
Jimbo first, from season one of South Park.
He's coming straight for us.
Next one is from your friend Josh, who has actual Star Wars Episode 9 hot takes.
Nice.
Which I'm excited about. Here we go. He's got these bullet pointed for me.
What?
This is great.
Fuck yeah. Man. I bet he's seen it twice already.
I wanted to go see it again, but... One, movie felt like fan fiction 100%. I mean, this whole fucking series has, like, the whole back half of this, like, all three of these movies have, in my opinion. Some nerd in his grandma's basement was like, then Palpatine will return and be Rey's grandpa.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the, like, barring the middle episode, which was just some fucking idiot who stumbled into the room on accident and didn't know what movie he was making. The two J.J. Abrams ones were...
It was like, no, it was... do you remember those exercises in school where somebody started writing a story and you pass it along and somebody else continues it?
Yeah.
Well, it started with J.J. Abrams. That guy got it and he just fucking went off.
Yeah.
And then it went back to J.J. Abrams. It's like, oh, God damn it. I have to fucking change this.
Yeah, 100%. But it was definitely like... I think J.J. Abrams, if you've watched those Star Trek movies, is 100% a fucking Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
And 100% this was J.J. Abrams writing fan fiction. Yeah. So that is the accuratest critique. Number two, what the fuck was up with that lesbian kiss? I heard that.
Oh my God, I saw that shit at the end when they're fucking, like, I mean, why? I don't.
Who cares? What I think is weird is that people care. If it had just been a dude and a chick, would anybody care that there were people kissing in the background of a scene?
I mean, it wasn't really the background. They, like, zoomed in on it.
They didn't zoom in.
I could see the one chick's penis.
Who cares?
She had her hand down her pants. Jesus Christ. Like, oh, yeah.
Are you really this fragile?
Yiffing it.
I'm pretty sure yiffing is...
I don't care, but it was noticeable. It was something like...
So what?
I don't know. It just felt forced. That's it.
I guess.
That's it.
It's Star Wars. Everything they do is forced.
I understand.
It's not like they're going to do anything with subtlety.
But SJWs.
I heard there would be LGBT representation in the movie, so I was looking for it, but that was almost nothing. You want to blow the socks off the audience? Finn, Poe, lock lips. What? Yeah. Okay, I'm on board with his argument now that Finn and Poe should have hooked up. Maybe that was the thing. You know how he kept being like, Ray, I have something to tell you, and then never told her anything?
Yeah.
What if it was like...
Also, what was that? What was the deal with that? Why didn't they fucking continue that?
Because when they write his spinoff movie, it's going to be that he's Force-sensitive and wants to become a Jedi.
Oh. That's dumb.
Yeah. Because that's what it was.
That's dumb.
But yeah, what if it was like, I kind of want to fuck Poe. You think he's into me? How do I hit on Poe? Like, I'm just realizing after all my stormtrooper brainwashing and the whole thing with Rose that just was fucking awkward as shit, that I'm 100% gay.
Turns out I don't like fat chicks.
I'm 100%
gay. I like dudes.
100% into the dick.
Yeah, I might be all right with that.
Yeah.
It seems a little less forced.
Yeah.
Force.
I'm into it. Number three, best moment was Chewie finally getting his medal from A New Hope. Moments like this are why I still watch Star Wars. All right, that's fair. Because they gave him one of the medals at the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was cute. It was a cute moment. He's like... Okay. Number four, why do they keep digging up the corpse of Harrison Ford for these movies? I was happy to see him, and the whole I know thing was beautifully done in 9. But holy shit, Indy looks rough. How much you think they had to pay him for that 45 seconds?
Fuck, he's in his 70s.
Yeah, I was going to say, that motherfucker's...
Like 76, 77?
When 77-year-olds you reach look as good, you will not. Hmm? So go fuck yourself. That's what I have to say about fucking Harrison Ford looking staggeringly handsome. A silver fox, they call it. And I'm betting at least $10 million.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
Oh, I'm sure.
If not residuals. If not like fucking a percentage.
Yeah, it's possible too.
Yeah. Because he's fucking Harrison Ford and he knows it. And he doesn't probably get out of bed for less than fucking $10 million. 5, was C-3PO the best part of this movie? No, the little droid with the fucking, with the Dixie cup head was.
That was one of the things they brought up in, they brought up in fucking the Cinemassacre review. They're talking about this when they fucking wipe C-3PO's memory.
I cried. I got a little teary-eyed.
But what's funny about it, they're like, it's kind of an ongoing joke in the series that they don't, like, he proves on, like, continually that he's got, like, some kind of emotion.
Yeah.
And he's a sentient being.
Yeah.
And they just don't give a fuck. And they're like, you know, shut that fucking thing up.
Yeah. It's also not the first time they've erased his memory.
No.
Because they did in between 3 and 4 as well.
Yeah.
Because the end of 3, they fucking wiped him. Which is why he doesn't remember anything in A New Hope. But he was pretty good. He had all the best funny lines. That's where all the funniest lines, that's for sure.
Again, Poe had some really good lines.
Palpy was gross. Them fingers were nasty. Ah, that was great. I'm like, ooh. That's pretty fucking gory for Star Wars.
Yeah.
See the bones?
Yeah, that was all right.
I'm into it. 7, who's the worst villain? Snoke, Maul, Dooku, or Grievous?
Maul gets a pass because that fucking fight scene with him fighting both Ewan McGregor and Liam Neeson was fucking dope.
Yep. Grievous is dark garbage.
Grievous the robot one? Yeah, he was
dumb.
Stupid.
He was bad and dumb. I didn't watch any of the cartoons where he might have been.
Honestly,
better,
the whole fucking second movie was dumb.
Yeah. I like that was the third movie, but that's fine.
Was it the third movie?
Yeah, Grievous was in the third movie.
I thought he was Attack of the Clones. Or was that Dooku that was kind of Attack of the
Clones? Yeah, Dooku shows up in Attack of the Clones.
Gotcha. Regardless, both dumb.
I like that Snoke was just a pile of clones. Like when he fucking got to the Emperor's chambers, it was just like a bunch of like fucking alien resurrection tubes full of fucking half-grown Snokes.
Well, I thought it was like your living room with all your fucking Twisted Wonderland or whatever they are.
Yeah.
Toys.
I dug it. I'm like, look at all these half-grown Snokes. That's pretty cool. 8, they killed all my original trilogy heroes slowly through this trilogy. I will never forgive them for that. Chewie has become the most tragic individual in the Star Wars universe. Yeah, but the one they killed in this movie was dead, so they kind of had to. There wasn't a whole lot they could do about saving Princess Leia.
It's true.
She was dead. That was just Father Time doing that one in for you. You can thank him.
Yep.
And probably a lot of childhood drug use.
I honestly wonder. Sometimes I wonder. So he's a mastermind behind, but he didn't do all the writing for the first 3.
No. He didn't do any of the writing for fucking Empire or Return.
Yeah. But he did a lot of it for the prequels.
Yeah.
And it was hot garbage.
Yeah.
But I wonder if he would have, he wouldn't have learned. He's George Lucas. But I just wonder where these movies would have gone if he still was at the helm.
It's a good question.
Not writing though, because he's bad at writing. Right. He's awful, fucking terrible.
If he'd just been doing the overall.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good point.
It makes me wonder.
I wonder, you know what we should do sometime just to see if George Lucas has always been bad or not?
Watch THX 1138.
We should watch THX 1138.
I've never seen it.
I've seen parts of it.
Really?
Yeah. It's one of my
dad's short.
I don't know. It's one of my dad's favorite movies, though.
I think it's like a 45-minute movie. It's not very long, because that was like a project he did for school.
Well, he blew it out into a full movie.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Okay. It was originally a school project, but then he made a feature-length film out of his school project. Like, he redid it.
Your dad's got pretty interesting taste, so it might be okay then. Yeah. I don't know.
Also, the Eurythmics does the soundtrack, so.
Nice.
Number 9. How many toys of the droid D10, Dio, whatever that things did they sell?
Dio.
This is a true nod to the George Lucas money grab. Well, I mean, between that and Baby Yoda,
I mean,
they got marketing money for fucking
years. I was gonna say, coming out of this. Have you watched the Toys That Made Us series at all? I mean, that's all any of these are for. They're not to look, they're not to tell a good story. They're to sell toys.
I don't want a Baby Yoda at all, also, but I want that little fucking droid, man.
Did you see Pop Culture Exchange got a fucking sealed Princess Leia original?
Yeah.
$350.
That's not bad.
Somebody was like, that's a steal. I'm like, Jesus, you collectors are nutcases.
It probably is.
Fuck.
For fucking sealed and
oh my God, that's insane.
That's one thing I like about that place, man. They they sell shit for a bargain.
Oh, he moves it. That's like,
yeah, you're not making any money sitting on shit. So,
yeah, people don't think that. Weirdly.
Number 10. I left very happy. I'm very relieved it's over. Well, I got news for you. They're already planning another trilogy. Two. They're planning two more trilogies. I think one numbered trilogy and one side story trilogy.
Well, the side story trilogy. The side stories they've put out have all been fucking not great.
I love Rogue One. I think Rogue One is the best thing they've done since the Disney acquisition.
I couldn't get into it.
That's weird to me, because it's good. It's actually a good Star Wars movie, which is weird.
Maybe that's why I couldn't get into it, because it's actually a good movie.
Maybe.
Fuck.
I left very happy. I'm very relieved it's over. I have a new respect for the prequels. It must be difficult to make a great trilogy. Well, at least the prequels had one idea and one voice.
Yeah.
Which,
wasn't a smart voice.
No, but George Lucas is like, well, this is the story I want to tell, and I'm going to write the whole thing.
Yeah.
Whereas this one's like, J.J. Abrams like, hey, I'm going to fucking throw this out there, and good luck doing something with it. And then the next guy came in and said, I didn't like anything he did. I'm going to undo all that. And they're like, J.J., you need to come fix this shit. And he's like, fuck. So I got to ignore everything he did and try to make anything out of the shit that I gave you guys? All right, here goes. And he did the best he could.
Yeah. It's definitely better than the Last Jedi. It was garbage.
Number 11. Loved when Rey stopped that shuttle in midair. I did that once in a video game, which is what I said. Because, yeah, they're like, hey, we keep seeing this cool force shit in video games, like force healing. Why don't we ever have force healing? Also, I did
dig the part where fucking Kylo is like flying towards her on that desert planet, and she fucking starts running, like jumps and cuts his wing off.
Yes.
That was pretty dope.
That was fucking awesome. She's like, all right then, let's do this, bitch.
Yeah.
Started doing the fucking Ninja Gaiden run.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit like that, man. The movie was full of just like, video game scenes, just because they're like, fuck it. Let's just go. Like, we're done. Who cares? Let's just do as stupid a shit as. Think of something stupid and fucking grandiose that we can throw in this movie.
I know. Cell phone towers.
Yeah. What if they have to blow up cell phone towers?
God damn it.
I got more if you want more. Fuck, I always want more emails, and I enjoy talking about Star Wars even when it's bad. So, yes, please. Oh, no.
What?
Well, Mimsy wrote me like your brother, without pictures. So let's get into this one. I'm excited. Nothing about Star Wars in here, though, I don't think, which is weird. I asked for one thing, and that was Star Wars hot takes. Let's see how Mimsy takes us to task this week.
Well, thanks, Josh, for being a real fan.
Yeah, Josh, the only fan of the show. I can't believe your sister did. She probably didn't even see it.
I don't think she gives a fuck.
No, she's right.
She's
the only smart person.
She's burnt out on like all of that shit.
Yeah.
All those movies, all the fucking.
Good for her.
Marvel movies.
I wish I was more like her.
I mean, yeah.
Hiya. Listen, bitch about the Alamo all you want. Oh, we will.
It's fucking not good.
We're going to bitch about it right now. I'm going to interrupt your sentence to talk about how fucking much I hate that place.
I will say this. The Alamo's food is better than the Marcus, like the other movie theaters that do food.
Okay.
I'm just putting that out there.
All right.
Like, it is...
It'd be hard to be worse.
It is Perkins equivalent, ugh. Whereas the fucking other movie theaters are like...
Cardboard, literal cardboard.
No, they're kind of like seedy gas stations.
Okay.
Where you don't know how long the sandwich has been there. Yeah.
We recently went to the Marcus at Bellevue, usually known for being a great theater. I have not been there in 10 years. People just talk at normal volume like no one else is watching a movie. So like your waitress that is constantly talking to you all night. Okay. There are also people getting up often to go get food. Oh, like your waitress constantly walking back and forth to get you food.
You know what I do? We go to the one in Council Bluffs.
And as of late,
AMC over there.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good experience.
And as of late, many places copy the Alamo in that they serve food. A lot of places only do it in specific theaters, though.
Yep. Specific theaters. And again, you're fucking... You get it at the beginning of the movie, basically, yeah. When the trailers are starting and most people are done by...
Also, AMC Oakview doesn't have any of that shit. It's great. I only go there. Hmm. Where the Alamo is right... Well, they're not. The seat at the La Vista Theater is amazing. I hate it. Shut up, Trevor. It's bad. They're uncomfortable.
Oh, they're bad. They're fucking awful.
They're not good seats.
No.
They're terrible seats.
Oh, that was the other thing. They're not wide enough.
Yeah.
They're pretty narrow, and like I was at one point, I'm like, I kind of want to put my foot up,
yeah,
or just kind of lean a different way, and I kept hitting the fucking button.
Yeah. Also, so, the table's there.
Yeah, the fucking table
that has a light on it all night, so you'll constantly have that little light shining. How can your
you
fucking face?
How can you possibly go there if you're a fucking morbidly obese person? You could not.
Well, I went there once. Thanks.
No. Like it's snug.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just a big dude, but I'm not huge.
Yeah. The servers don't talk. If they do, it's rare. They talk via writing on a pad. Meh, maybe. But you can't read that pad because as bright as that light is, it's still not... It's the same color as the pencil.
Well, no. What happens is you write on it and then they're like, well, what's this right here? What is going on right there? What do I need to do here? I can't read this right there. There's not enough light in here. God, maybe I should turn my flashlight on and look at it. And then just be really distracting anyway.
The eating is going to be wherever you go. No, because they don't serve fucking hot wings and chili fries at AMC Oakview. Which is, look, I don't have a problem with all the food. It's just the pungent fucking food that smells like shit.
Yeah, the sound of the food isn't the problem. It's the smell. It's
the stink.
But I got fucking meatballs marinara when I was at the Alamo. Like,
yeah.
Because I was going to be that guy.
I mean... Look, if they're going to do it, they should just bring the lights up and have it be a restaurant with a movie playing in the background.
Right.
Go all the way the other way with it, where they have tables and shit and chatter.
I honestly...
Either do the food or do the no talking. You can't do both.
My biggest... I just don't like the fucking seats.
They the seats are god-awful.
They're better than seats were 20 years ago in theaters.
Yeah.
But well,
if you want to know how seats were 20 years ago in theaters, go to this fucking dollar theater down the street because they still have those.
Awful.
Awful. Mm. But at the Alamo, you get perks if you go to the movies like I do. Free food, cheaper tickets. They have free movies for teachers during the summer spring break, and it's free refill to drinks and popcorn. Everywhere has free refills to drinks and popcorn.
It's true. You just don't have to get up for it, Trevor.
This is...
they'll bring it to you.
This is the line that I understand why she... It's free for teachers during summer and spring break. So
shit, I need to tell Doria.
She's basically... the theater sucks, but she doesn't have to pay to get in. And that anything free is better.
Right.
So I get it. The tickets before four are also way cheaper than most places. I mean, most places are. So shut it. Everywhere is like fucking $4 before five. Yeah,
matinees are cheap.
Yeah, that's how movie theaters work. Go to another theater.
Because otherwise nobody's going to a fucking movie.
Most of these perks that you think are perks are just common things at every movie theater.
Because they all have to do it. Because one place started doing it and they're like, well.
They also bring in fun movie parties and fun movies that one may not have been able to see in theaters when they were younger. I do like that. I went and saw Men in Black there. Like last year, that was cool. I don't like all the goofiness that the like. I like that. Like, hey, I want to go see this movie in the theater. I don't need the two dumb fucks up front doing their best fucking stand-up comedy routine to intro the movie. I'm like, go away. I'm not here for you, sad sacks,
right,
whatever your shitty podcast is. Local podcasts all suck.
Should we get that?
Nobody listens to them.
Should we see if we can get that gig?
I mean, dude, these two fucks couldn't have had any more listeners than us. So, yeah, I think all you have to do is pay for it.
Wow.
Hey, I flashed your memory, guy.
What movie would we host?
I mean, Star Wars.
We done. Just done and done all over it.
These movies are bad. They've always been bad. They'll always be bad. You're bad for liking them. Go fuck yourself. Here's Star Wars.
But we love them.
Yeah. Well, I'd also be dressed up like a Jedi while I'm
yes.
saying that.
Oh, my God.
Trevor in 211. Jesus. I don't know what that. Why are you remembering episode numbers? In 211, you asked about Planet Zoo. Oh, it's pretty much like Zoo Tycoon.
Yeah, I see. I told you.
It's from the makers of Planet Coaster, and it's for people who like games like The Sims and like City Skylines. I'm currently in career mode where I need to fix a zoo from India that used to be a casino, but they destroyed most of it to create a zoo. It's a mess, but so fun. Yeah, those games can be interesting, like weird business sims.
Sure.
So much to juggle, like making sure your animals don't inbreed and that the elephants don't destroy the barrier to kill everyone. It's great. Or you could make sure they do destroy the barrier and kill everyone for a way more exciting experience. Also, what if real zoos had the chance of a lion getting out randomly? How much more exciting would the zoo be? What if, like, one in 20, like, one day out of the month every month, they just let a lion out?
That would not be a place I'd ever go.
I would.
I wouldn't. It'd be the first time you ever wanted to ride the Sky Tram.
No shit. Like, let me on! Oh, Ben and I are going to see Louis C.K. next week. Much excite. Let me know if he jerks off in front of you. Cheers, Mims. I mean, that's what he does, right?
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah, you saw the quote I found.
Yeah. You think that's just his stage show now? He just gets up on there and he just masturbates in front of the crowd because technically, like, this is my show.
So you're consenting by going?
Yeah, it's performance art now, so you just have to sit there and watch him jerk off on stage.
Good question. I don't know.
I'd watch that.
I wouldn't.
If you got to a Louis C.K. show and he starts off doing his bits, you know, saying the N-word, whatever Louis C.K. does these days.
Right.
And then like halfway through, he just stops and he locks eyes with you directly.
Is that why he...
And he just pulls his dick out and starts stroking, like, but keeping eye contact with you specifically the whole time. How long would you sit through it?
Weird.
Would you wait for him to finish before leaving? Would you help him out?
No, absolutely.
Would you at least stay there so he could finish? Like, what if he needed you to stay seated so he could finish?
Oh, my God.
Would you do that for him?
Wow. Look, man, if he's behind a computer and wants to do that to me, that's fine. But
just standing on stage?
Yeah, that's a little weird.
You think at Louis C.K. shows, they bring, like, tarps, like a Gallagher show now.
Oh, my God.